So who talks first? You talk first? I talk first?
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hey, come here. I got something good for you. Come on.
Oh, we vibing,
everyone.
Dave. We vibing.
Big vibe, big energy. Episode 52, the Toriella Podcast. We got a banger. We have the one, the only, Mr. Six Inch Question Mark himself, Jay Rue Toys from the Geek Guys. What is up, dog?
I've probably heard the term Six Inch Question Mark more times than I care to admit in my life. I'm doing good, man. How are you guys? It's good to be here on the Toy Isle Podcast. I got to say, I don't think I've ever tuned in right away. The intro video, dude, that was probably, I've been sitting here laughing for the last 30 seconds. So love it. Love that.
Yeah, it's kind of an upgrade. I think it's pretty good. When Dave sent that over to me and said, hey, check this out. And I'm like, oh, this is absolute gold, you know, to be able to show that this is the greatest show on the face of the planet. So everybody, thank you for being here with us today.
I think you literally said, Kevin, I cackled when I sent that to you. So
I was over here just a minute ago. Just totally into it, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch some Beavis and Butthead after this, dude. Yeah, it's good, man. So yeah, dude, thanks for coming on. We've been homies for a little bit, you know, on the Instagram and shit like that, and you know, wanted to get you on the Toy Isle Podcast here, man. So tell our listeners about, you know, the Geek Out show and kind of what you guys are doing over there, to anyone that, you know, hasn't heard of your guys' show before.
Totally. So the Geek Out show is actually like the pillar show of the Geek Out network. It was actually started by Gil Black Hole Comics on Instagram and the former host Seth, who's taken a hiatus since then. And he's brought us on, man, and we just talk about all the things geeky, comic books, cartoons, collectibles, anime, video games. I mean, anything and everything under the sun that us geeks like, man. And then it just kind of spun out of control from there to where there's a movie podcast called Peanut Gallery. There's What's the Issue, a comic book podcast, Canon Cantina with my buddy Heath. We talk everything Star Wars. So it's getting out of control, really and truly.
All I got to say is that with how good your naming conventions are, you need to be doing work for some third-party naming because, I mean, we all know that they struggle with some of their namings, but your names to everything you do is spot on. Congratulations, 100. Man.
So I'm going to go ahead and just, since the other hosts aren't here to defend themselves, I'm going to take full credit for that.
Take it all, baby. Take it all. Yeah. We struggled with when we nailed Tube Talk. We were like, whoa, we're super creative. Like,
we're in the money now.
Yeah. Well, nice, man. Well, hey, so, you know, the network thing is something that I think is, you know, awesome. You know, you're kind of, you know, spinning off and doing all these kind of random, you know, focused shows. I love other, you know, podcasts that do, like Yes Have Some. They've kind of spun off and branched off and do specific shows too. I think that's such a cool concept, and, you know, it's a testament to what you guys are doing. You know, if you're able to have kind of, you know, your host network and then have all these little pocket podcasts, it's awesome, dude.
It's definitely fun because the more new people that come on and, you know, we do a lot of interview shows and guest shows, and we start realizing how diverse our listeners are and just, try to give them everything. Yeah, I'm finally here. I finally got a camera. Fucking Matt made me.
YouTube here in ready.
Stone Age. Yeah.
YouTube ready.
So it's been a lot of fun, man. And again, thanks for having me on. I'm it's quite a buttload of stuff to talk about this
week. Yeah. Yeah, there is, man. Before we get into that, you know, can you just kind of, you know, what do you collect? Like, what would you say? Like, with Kevin, obviously, you know, he's a six scale guy. I'm kind of like a bunch of shit, you know, but like, do you have like a main go-to, like, are you a completist in certain lines, or do you kind of just like, I know you're really into comics. So, you know, what is it that you kind of gets you going, you know, when you go to the toy aisle and whatnot?
So big thing. I'm a Star Wars fan first and foremost. That's like where it all starts. So Black Series, Vintage Collection, incredibly important to me. I've just gotten into, like, you know, some of the helmets and
okay.
I collect Mando Hot Toys. So it's kind of spun out of control like it usually does with us. So Marvel Legends, pretty much everything 112th, Marvel Legends, super into G.I. Joe. And that's probably about it. Ninja Turtles, a big Ninja Turtles guy.
So okay.
Tell. You can't tell because of my walls are really bare. I like to keep it really, really minimal. I keep everything stashed. So
yeah.
Yeah, pretty much that, man. Joe's and Star Wars take the cake there.
Well, the big question we have to ask naturally is, are you an in-box collector, an out-of-box collector? What is you said it's stashed. What does your collection look like?
So 98% open. I open everything. Yeah. I like the pose, dioramas.
Let them breathe.
Got into the photography a little bit.
Nice.
ACBA. I've been out of it for a long time, though, just busy with real life. But yeah, vintage collection, that's something I like to keep in box. I think that's kind of part of collecting that line. But other than that, I'm a play with them till you break them and then buy another one kind of guy.
That's right, baby. That's right. Yeah, I'm. So did you kind of start off at like, you know, keeping them in the box and then, you know, made a change, or were you just always opened them up?
So when I got into like collecting heavily, it started off in box, like, oh man, yeah. Look, Star Wars toys in the box. That's kind of cool. And pick them up. Got like 20 or 30 of them. I'm like, man, I don't have room for fucking boxes
right.
anymore. Crack them all open. And yep. Like, what have I been doing for the last year keeping this stuff in the box?
Dude, that's exactly what I did. I kind of felt like that was what you were supposed to do. Like I felt like I had to buy them, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to start collecting again. I need to get them, you know, keep them mint on card or mint in box or whatever. And then I got to like a space problem, and I was like, well, I got no way, you know, but to display them. And then it was just like, open up the floodgates. And then I'm like, I can't believe I did that. You know what I mean? Just had boxes. Like I had all the Red Series boxes of the figures, like on the side.
Exactly.
Like, you can even see them. I'm like, dude, what am I doing, man?
I actually, when we moved out of, when we moved out of our apartment into our house, I had just, that's when I had the epiphany that I need to get rid of these boxes because there's no point of me moving them with the figure. And I was like, this is not happening. We can't be doing this. And I literally had bookcases in the garage stacked with just empty boxes. I'm like, why am I doing this? And so it was so liberating to finally crush them and put them in the garbage can. So I know people are probably listening, just screaming right now, knowing that we're crushing boxes. They'll be like, what are you doing? Fuck!
Recycle Earth first, you know.
Correct. Recycle, forgive you know. Me. Yes.
I even went through, you know, you guys, we've been friends on Instagram for a while. So, you know, I like to troll a lot of the pages.
No,
not at all. So I went through this phase where I'd let my little baby daughter rip all my toys open and just post those. So a lot of fun making those nerds squeal.
I did that when I was like, I wouldn't say heavily into Funko Pops, but I will admit
everyone goes through a Funko. That's the thing. Everyone goes through a Funko Pop phase.
Gateway like, drug, bro.
I've got a Funko channel.
I've got some hidden up here. Like I've limited it to six or seven of them at this point.
Yeah, dude. We say it all the time. It's a gateway drug, you know, gets people kind of into the collecting world. And then they kind of, you know, gravitate to other shit. But I had a chase and I think my, you know, 2-year-old at the time just completely, you know, destroy the box. And it was a chase, you know, and like, yeah, I got a lot of shit for that, but you know, whatever.
All for the clicks, baby.
All for the clout, baby. Yeah. All right. Well, cool, dude. Happy to have you on the show this episode. Let's jump into Jedi Council real quick. All right. So, Jedi Council. We're going to obviously get into the news and kind of get everyone's reactions and shit. But, I mean, it's San Diego Comic-Con at home, whatever we want to call it. I mean, it's season, baby. This is like training camp, you know. And, I mean, dude, with NECA, Sideshow, Kevin, you're going to be going all over, you know, the Sideshow. But I want to talk about NECA. I mean, did you guys watch the live video with Blaine and you know, the NECA team that they did yesterday?
Inform me, my brother.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't watch it, but part of the Geek Out show is I like to take notes for everything. So I do everything on my iPad notes, and I was able to catch a lot. I mean, I might not have caught it all. There's so much shit. Like they really kicked it off big time.
Yeah. They, I mean, Kevin, I'm sure you saw all the, you know, kind of reposters and whatnot. So you probably got the cliff notes, but yeah, dude, there was a fucking lot of stuff. So the turtle stuff, I mean, that's something that we just don't really cover here. I know Mighty Mouse, you know, gives us shit all the time for not covering, you know, anything turtles, but, you know, what were you pumped for, like that 4-pack that they did? Everyone just assumed it was going to be turtles. Yeah. You know, Everyone's like, oh, if it's a 4-pack, it's going to be something turtles. Then and it was that April O'Neil, you know, and her crew, that 4-pack. And yeah, it looks sick, dude.
Yeah, I like the way exclusives are heading recently, where it's not a main character that everybody has to have.
Yep.
And they're going more to these tertiary characters, and that's the way exclusives are supposed to be.
Absolutely.
Not and even NECA going as far as online, it's going to be $175 if you want the swag pack, t-shirt, fucking badge and all that stuff. Or, I mean, go fight it out in the store for $125. So,
right,
giving people the options, very cool there.
I really think NECA is handling, you know, how to make an exclusive, you know, and not like, all right, like, I can't think off the top of my head, but like with Hasbro, you know, like, hey, we're going to make, you know, this Kenner Boba Fett, you know, an exclusive, like, dude, like everybody wants that figure, you know, like
anybody who knows what a Boba Fett is wants that fucking figure. You know what I mean? Sorry, so, guys, I'm going to keep cracking them open here.
No,
I'm proud of you to do so.
Yeah, I think they're really kind of handling, you know, what to make an exclusive, you know, a subtle difference of a figure that they've already released is another example of what I like to see in kind of an exclusive. But yeah, they really knocked it out of the park with the turtle stuff. Some notes that I kind of took that I'm excited about. Predator, dude, we haven't talked about Predator in a while, but they have most of the Lost Tribe. They have 6 of the Lost Tribe figures, and there's 10 of them. So, and they did confirm that we're gonna be getting the other 4 eventually. So that's gonna be a really cool set. You know, once you know you can get all 10 of the Lost Tribe, like that's been in the works for fuck. Like I can't remember when the first one came out, but it's been over 6 years for sure. Do you mess with the Predators at all, Jed?
I'm not a Predator guy. Let me rephrase that. I'm not a Predator collector. But I wanted to ask you, is that pretty hard to backpedal and grab those other ones, or is that something you could do, like, if you wanted to?
Some of them, I mean, just like anything, right? Some of the older ones are going to be up there, you know. But I don't think any of them are going over like $100. But I mean, I could be wrong. I haven't looked in a while. I think I have 4 of them, so I do have 4 of them. But
not a lot of things make me more upset in collecting when these brands don't finish a team. So yeah. I like to see when they do something like this, like keep the day ones supported the whole way through.
Absolutely. Yep. Let's see the other thing we got some more Back to the Future stuff. That's pretty cool. Like an 85 Doc Griff from Back to Future 2, which is going to be pretty sweet. The Boys, do you watch that show? The Boys?
Dude, I get a lot of shit for this over at the Geek Out show. I've never even got through episode 1.
You
never got through episode 1, or you never started episode 1?
I started it up until like A-Train ran through his girlfriend, right?
What, the first 28 seconds?
Yeah
pretty much. Like right away. Get sidetracked, and I never got into it. I don't know.
Interesting.
I mean, I'm familiar with it. It's just it never tickled my I know you guys are pickle haters, but tickled my
heart. Haters. But I think that's going to make it onto another shirt next week is tickle my pickle. I definitely think that's going to be on there.
Pickle haters. Hashtag pickle haters.
Like but that. All that to say is that if you can make it another 35 seconds or so, give it another shot. I promise you that is one worth watching.
Dude, yeah, it gets, and it took you a little bit to get into it, right, Kevin? Weren't you like a late bloomer there?
It was like an episode and a half.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Yeah, it's solid. Well, and we already have the two figures, and we're getting a Black Noir and A-Train. The Black Noir figure looks really nice. And we also got the Universal Monsters. I was super pumped that they started making those. You know, we got a couple variations of Frankenstein, the Wolfman, and then they just revealed that we're getting the Mummy. So super stoked on that. I hope they get, you know, the whole main crew of the Universal Monsters done. But yeah, I'm pumped. You know, we're in that San Diego Comic-Con thing. There's going to be, you know, all the trailers are going to start kind of dropping, you know, and just getting news left and right. So it's exciting time for sure, man.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, man. I interrupted you.
No. This is your show, man. I'm the one over here interrupted. It's getting a little hard to keep up with, man. I'm sure you guys are finding that out. Like, yeah. It's hard to keep up with all that stuff.
Yeah, I feel like with Comic-Con, you know, it was one event, right? Like, now you have to keep up with every, you know, vendor and manufacturer's own event. Like Hasbro, like no one has an idea of when that Hasbro Pulse Con is happening.
They just said peace, San Diego. We're gonna do our own thing again. Yeah. It was really good for us. So more power to them.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to know when that is, you know, but yeah, it's going to be in the fall. NECA, I mean, the Sideshow one was good. What else? I feel Mattel. I don't think Mattel's like announced anything yet, but
Sideshow Con, Mondo Con, Mezco Con. I mean,
yep.
Going back to the Hasbro Con. I mean, do we really need, and we'll talk about it in a second, do we really need to have the cons when the people just reveal what's coming on live streams? Because apparently you don't even need any of those things.
Right. Yeah, no, I think what was it, Fallout Boy last year? No, yeah, they definitely need to do like straight up reveals. You know, they can't have any bullshit that, like, you know, Yak Face is already, you know, found out, and you know everybody that's a Star Wars collector like already knows about. Like, no, like you got to give us like some fresh reveals for sure.
I feel bad for the guy and the guys and the whole team in general, because, you know, it is that marketing train it's a big deal, right? Like, yeah. I mean, there's a whole team that get paid to do that. So when these other guys get into it and figure it all out, it's like, all right, what we're doing is outdated. We need to figure something else out and be ahead of social media, really and truly.
Yeah. I do give them, you know, some slack in that regard. Like, you know, the timing, and like, you know, they got the Lucasfilm group that's probably like, oh no, you can't. Yeah. We don't want you dropping this figure yet until this episode comes out, or this movie drops, or this comic comes out. You know, there's a lot of, you know, variables that I'm sure a lot of folks, you know, don't see at face value, you know, but, yeah, they do got to do better. Like, if they're showing something that's like, you know, in a pipeline and it's literally already on the shelves in Target, like they're a little late, you know.
100%.
Well, let's shift gears here and let's get into some latest pickups. See what we all got. All right, so Kevin, are we keeping the streak alive, man?
Of course we're keeping the streak alive, Dave. Of course we're keeping the streak alive. And in addition to keeping the streak alive, I want to let you know that most likely the streak will continue even into next week, because that lost package finally made its way through customs in Chicago this week. So I'm hoping to have that by the next show. But as anticipated, we do have another continuation of a lovely pickup that I would love to share with you. This one is a little bit out of the box, and I kind of spoiled it a little bit on an unboxing on Instagram, but let's share it with the rest of the class, shall we? That being Venomized Groot.
Oh yeah.
How cool is this little thing? This thing is really, really cool. Like, I was kind of hesitant at first when it was kind of announced, and then I don't give into hype beasts. I don't. I trash them on my YouTube channel all the time about the hype beasts out there. And I'm not one myself. But if there's something I see that I want and I'm willing to take a gamble on, you know, I go all in on those things. But I have the original life-size Baby Groot. And so I said, why not just add another baby Groot to the collection? And if you like Venom, I mean, this one is really cool. I mean, it's fun. It's, you know, it's really cool to pose. Let's see. There we go. And it's a fun little character. It's very super poseable. Got all kinds of good stuff and goodies with it. So, yeah, the streak's alive, man, with baby Groot.
I was I didn't see that coming, man. I would have never guessed in a million years that you would go after a venomized Groot. Looks great, though.
I think because it's baby Groot. I'm not interested in any of the other venomized characters. That venomized Iron Man that literally looks like a tarantula is coming out of its chest looks ridiculous. But this is comical enough and cute enough to where I'm all in on that. So happy to grab this little guy.
I can see that. Yeah, you can justify pretty much anything. But yeah, that's a good rationalization for sure. All right, Jay, did you pick up anything this week, man?
I did, man. Are you guys have you ever heard of Excess Ray Studios, the Combatants? I'm sure you have. Oh, really? So it's
news
to
me.
So it's this little company. Well, I don't know if they're little or not. It's a company out of China that started these import style combatant gladiators. And they kind of, the first wave was three figures. They kind of came out of nowhere. No one really knew about them. I got those three kind of like on a hunch. $60 a figure, right? It's not something you would just gamble on some no-name company. Anyway, they were a massive hit. And then the second wave just came out. So I actually just got the second wave. So you get like this, I don't really know their names or anything, but all the parts are interchangeable. The shin guards, the arms, all the weapons, shoulder pads, helmets.
It's got a Mythic Legion vibe to it, doesn't it?
Totally. That's merely what I thought.
They're like Mythic Legions with Mafex articulation.
Okay.
I love to hear it. Love to hear
that,
it.
That's almost like Storm, you know, kind of what Storm does with the Street Fighter figures a little bit and the MK stuff, this is even more detailed.
They're very similar to like a Storm articulation system. Yeah. They are a little limited, right? It's a little company. And then, you know, I got a couple of in package ones. I haven't
quite opened
yet. That one kind of looks like you, Dave.
Combatants, yeah. Dude, this one's
very heard of them. Moving forward.
So where do you pick these up at?
So I've got my first wave from 5K Toys on Instagram. That was another one that like I never heard of them. They were the only ones carrying it at the time. Like kind of a big gamble there to just send someone $200 for three figures you never heard of. But after that first wave was such a success, I saw that Empire Toy Shop Toy Fiend was carrying them. So I bought that second wave.
Okay, Toy Fiend. Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And, that's a dude here in New York, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I've been trading with him for years. So,
okay.
He's got his own toy shop, empiretoyshop.com. That's where I got those at.
Yeah. I bought from him a few times.
Other than that, man, Maestro Hulk.
Okay. Nice.
So this showed up from Hasbro Pulse. I'm notorious for keeping my shit in the package and then opening it like 6 months later.
Same, dude. Yeah. I'm Yeah, I have a stack of Black Series I still got to open up. And I just wait until the weekend when I got like time to myself, you know, enjoy some brewskis and just have a big opening session.
Matter days, baby.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I thought I was going to end my streak. And then shout out In Pursuit Toys in Arizona. He posted a clearance find on you guys know Playmobil? The kind of like Lego stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was
the Lego. It's Lego ish.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. He had the,
oh shit. That's cool.
At Walmart.
That's beautiful.
The DeLorean, I think it was like $55. It comes with, you know, Marty and Einstein and, Doc. And, I think, it was, basically half off. So I got it for like, almost $25. So I picked that up and built that right away. And it's just a cool little, you know, goes on my shelf for my podcast stuff. You know, it's not going to go in a detox or anything like that, you know, but
Got good shelf presence, doesn't
it? Totally. Yep.
Yeah. Cool stuff.
I like those that you can actually play with, right? You're not worried about touching it all the time.
Yep. And I'd like to get I think they have an Ecto-1, but I think it's the answer to the call like themed, and it comes with the cast, which is totally fine. I mean, but it came out, you know, when that movie did. So I think it's probably a little higher on the resale, but I do want to get that, man. All right. Well, let's finally get into the good shit here. So let's jump right into Star Wars. Okay. So let's talk about Rancor. HasLab. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, an absolute clusterfuck.
What a loser.
Yeah, dude, that was I was dying. I think I saw Yakface post it, and then I immediately went to the video before, like, because I was thinking, like, oh shit, like they're gonna try to take that video down. So I was like scrambling to watch that video right away. And
I'm willing to tinfoil hat this. Do we think it was on intentional? Purpose? Because I mean, naturally, if you get someone out there being, oh my goodness, they leaked, the dudes misspoke, everyone's gonna talk about that. If you just announce it and be like, oh, cool, I feel like you get more traction because the guy's getting heat. But you know, I think possibly, because I think he's narcissistic enough to where he could possibly do that. So I think possibly it was a staged leak.
I
don't think so at all. I'm not giving them that much credit to have that, yeah, like, you know, strategy mindset. Chess. Yeah, dude, no way. What do you think, Jade?
Dude, he's like notorious for just stumbling on his words a little bit. So I think if you've watched enough of those, he just messed up.
Yeah. Dude, if I was in Vegas and they had a bet on this, I would have gone all in on the Rancor. The only other kind of option that people were thinking about was something with the cantina. And as soon as, you know, spoiler, but we're going to be talking about, you know, what they're kind of showing for the Hasbro Con, but like they're doing the cantina. So yeah, it's like that's off the board then. So what else do you have on the table? Vehicles are off the board. Cantina's off the board. It's got to be something Jabba Palace related, whether it was Rancor or I was kind of pulling for like some sort of palace diorama, but because I just don't know if I need a, you know, 6-inch scale Rancor. But
I think we all know the answer to that. You do. And yeah, I as well.
You already passed on the statue. This is an opportunity to get it, you know, something that's actually right, fully articulated. And that's a question I'd love to pose to you guys is, how big is this thing going to be? Will it have joints? Will it be fully posable? What are we thinking here, guys?
It's going to be big for sure. I would say you're looking at, there's another HasLab I'm sure we're going to talk about. It's probably going to be somewhere in that range and probably around that price range as well, if I had to guess.
Yeah, I think it'll be a little, depending on what it comes with, right? If they throw a curveball and they're like, oh yeah, we're going to add, you know, a dungeon gate or something like that, you know, I could see it getting in that kind of Galactus price range, but I bet it's just a little over 300, but it ain't going to be more than $400, you know. I do want to kind of get you guys' take on the tiers. Like, what do you guys think will kind of be in there for tiers?
Well, that's something else I want to talk about when we actually get to the Galactus, is that, is it possible there are not any tiers? Because okay, I know as of right now, and we'll talk about it once we get there, but I don't know. We'll open up this can of worms. You know, I'm going to talk about it a little bit later on, but I wonder at some point what is going to be the first HasLab that isn't funded, because eventually there's going to come
Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster may not be funded. Oh, that is true. Is that the first one that wasn't?
Yeah, the only one.
Well, fuck me then.
Which I don't know about y'all, but I can go for a fucking 6-foot Cookie Monster right about now. I don't know how big it really was, but.
I can't remember how much it was, but I remember being like, dude, like, it's not like I need like a screen accurate Cookie Monster. Like I could have settled for just like a fucking, you know, a stuffy that I got at like Costco or something like that. But it was like, you could pose it and everything. But yeah, I remember it being expensive. I was like, yeah, no thanks.
I like Cookie Monster, but not enough to pay for a HasLab of him. Yeah. But I'm kind of like on that train of thought you were on, Kevin. I think we got spoiled with Tears. Like, Tears weren't even really supposed to be a thing.
And yeah, just, I think it just kind of happened. What opened it up to where no one expected that many, and just to keep the ball rolling, they're like, this is just free money. I think that's where it spiraled out of control and
absolutely
set the precedent to where, well, what's next? What's next? You know, what's our next stretch goal? People love to bitch about everything. So,
okay. But can I at least tell you guys what I'm a collector like you guys. I have unrealistic expectations for this. Can I go ahead and tell you what I think my Tears are going to be?
Yeah.
Other than the Tears from my wallet, it's going to be a Malakili Rancor keeper.
I feel like that's like a no brainer, right?
Ula, the dancer.
Okay.
And I'm thinking if it really, really is successful, you're going to get another Jedi Luke, because that was a Walmart exclusive. And after that episode of The Mandalorian, everyone was backpedaling for that. So I think you're going to get another Luke out of it with like some skull and bone pieces and shit like that. If we're going Tears, but I'm fully expecting zero Tears on this. They know really it's going to sell. Yeah, 100%. I don't think I'm with you, Kevin. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go against you guys. I definitely think that like everything moving forward is going to have Tears. I think what they did with the sail barge, like you guys both said, was like something that they didn't plan. And they're like, I don't know if you guys remember that campaign. There was like there was a moment where it was like, this motherfucker's not going to get funded, you know?
Like, and then 2 days, man.
Yeah. They had to inject some hype and stuff. And then, you know, they're like, oh, well, this is working well. And then, you know, I think part of their thing now. So, and I do remember Dan, I know we'll talk about it, but he did hint at Tears for Galactus. Obviously we haven't gotten anything, you know, the official announcement on Rancor, but I definitely think we're going to get Tears. Malachi for sure. I don't think they have the balls to do Ula. You know, if we're not going to get a Hutt Slayer, Leia, we're not getting an Ula. I'd like to see some sort of like you could take apart a Gamorrean guard. I think
that'd be cool. Yeah.
And I want to see something that's not just figures for Tears, right? Like, you know, like I said, like I have no idea how, but like some gate kind of prop, you know, would be sick. I don't know how they could kind of do something. Maybe that, you know, that could be part of the packaging or, you know, something that you could display behind him. But yeah, they got to do something else than just like, here's some more figures for Tears, you know, something that go along with the Rancor, you know? And yeah, I don't know if you guys saw, but like the next day they released a statement on StarWars.com announcing the Rancor. And it was like two sentences. It was like, you know, later this year we're getting the Rancor, you know, HasLab, further details coming soon, you know.
Like, I love the banner art that they put for that. It literally is just like the gate that said HasLab. I'm like, wow, you guys put that together in about 32 seconds.
Yeah, damage control.
Do you think there will be something big with this? And because they have to make a splash with their announcement. So do you think something big is going to happen? Like they're going to be like, yeah, duh, we're getting a Rancor, but like this is fucking what we're really getting to.
I don't know man. I think they'll just do a, you know, here's our announcement. They're just gonna ignore it and just kind of, you know, ignore the noise and act like we don't know about it and just do like a generic reveal. I feel like that's kind of their protocol. Like all the stuff that they reveal, like they know, like we know about stuff. And then they're like, oh, here's our, you know, we're going to reveal this. And it's like, that's why every time they say like, oh, we're on the same page with the fans. And it's like ultimate eye roll, you know, it's like, are you really on the same page with fans? We love you guys, but you know, a lot of people already have this figure and you're just revealing it now, you know.
Is it too much to ask for it to be a seamless body type of thing?
I don't think so. And I like, you know, Heath asked me this question over on the Cantina. I think rubber would be really cool, but we're probably going to get like hyper detailed painting, if I had to guess.
Hard plastic kind of. Yeah. It almost needs to be like a fucking street shark.
Yeah, I mean, might as well. I mean,
calm down, Kevin.
Maybe that's one of the tiers, is that you'll get to unlock like a Jedi Street Shark to go along with it. I'd be all for it.
Or they could do, you know, spoiler alert, if you guys are watching Bad Batch, you could get a baby, little baby Rancor to go along with
See, I'd be for that. I'd be for that too.
A little moochie. Give me a little moochie.
Little moochie. That's right. Cute little bastard. All right, well let's get into the next you know, Black Series news. We got our guy, the savior. Some people call him the savior. Baby. So what do you guys think about this? We're talking the Star Wars, the Black Series, Trapper Wolf.
I think it's incredible. I mean, we have, if you think about the three people that have action figures made of themselves from Star Wars, it's Jon Favreau as the Heavy Mando. We have Trapper Wolf as Dave Filoni, or Dave Filoni as Trapper Wolf, and, you know, George Lucas from back in the day. And I think that goes to show you just how much control those two, you know, specifically right now have, you know, speaking into Star Wars. And to make this kind of like an exclusive that, I mean, it's got the same armorer packaging, Cad Bane packaging and such like that. People worship this guy. And I mean, he is, you know, the heir apparent, you know, to what George was supposed to kind of hand the keys over. I mean, he's the last George protege. And I mean, it's a simple thing. I mean, it's literally just an X-Wing body with, you know, a Filoni head on it. But this is as fan service-y as you can get. And I'm all for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's great. I really do like the kind of packaging. I think, was it the armor? I think the armor was the first one that we got in this packaging, and I'm a big fan of it. Kind of a hot take. I just want a regular Dave Filoni. Like, you know,
They should have at least put the cowboy hat in the package.
Like with the Marvel legend Stan Lee. Like, I want two versions of George Lucas. I want a young George and I want an old billionaire George. And then I want a Dave and I want a John and I want a fucking John Williams, like in normal garb.
For a John Williams. That'd be good.
Dude, if I don't get a Uncle George in Nike Monarchs, I'm going to fucking riot. Because now I want that more than I've ever wanted any figure before.
Nike Monarchs. Holy shit. Yeah. Yeah. And his, plaid shirt that he's wearing. Yeah.
I think this is cool, man. Like you said, and like I was saying earlier, this is the kind of shit that needs to be exclusive. Like, you don't put
perfect
a Vader or a Boba Fett as an exclusive. This is supposed to be an exclusive. So very, very pumped on that. Is it too much to ask that I want Carson now?
Yeah, well, and what's funny, you know, on that stream, they talked about it wasn't so much about making a character for Dave, it was about, you know, Trapper Wolf
filling out the Mandalorian characters
more. Yeah, so that kind of made me think, all right, well, we're gonna get the other dude then, you know, his co-pilot, you know. Is that what you were talking about? Sorry.
Yeah Paul Sun-Hun Young Lee.
Yeah,
he's like a huge Star Wars fan. Massive cosplays within the 501st and everything. So it would probably, I can't speak for him, but it would, if it was me, it'd make my fucking life to have a Star Wars canon figure made after me.
Yeah, I feel like if they weren't, like, if that wasn't on their radar to make that figure of that character, the fact that he is such a massive fan, that might sway them to make that figure. But I mean, it needs to happen, especially once they said that, like, it wasn't so much about it wasn't anything about making a character a figure of Dave. It was about the character Trapper Wolf. So I was like, okay, well, let's get the other dude then. So
I think Rick Famuyiwa and Deborah Cho both were X-Wing pilots as well, right? Like, give them all to us. Like,
yep.
Keep the exclusive train rolling.
Yep. All right. Well, speaking of an exclusive train, this is going to be their other, product that they're going to have at their con. This is the Black Series Power of the Force Cantina Showdown. You know, it's identical to, you know, that kit. I mean, I don't know. Did you guys have that one? The Power of the Force 2 set? I never had this one. I had the one, I had like the one with the Jabba the Hutt dancers and I think the Death Star, like, escape of like Luke and Leia, you know, swinging, but I never had this one.
This one looks so good. But at the same time, there's so much negativity already around it. My favorite part about this is that you get the double hands for Ponda Bubba. You get the little, you get the little Aqualish, the little, what am I looking at? Flipper hands. You get your flipper hands, which is really, really cool. And so, but I mean, let's address the elephant in the room is that they specifically said that for this, you have to buy two if you want to complete the bar. And I think that is what is the biggest misstep about this. The figures look incredible, but why would you buy two of them? If it'd be different if it came with like, you know, two stormtroopers or something like that. But these are three named characters. And for $105, I mean, goodness, I feel like you'd have to end up paying probably $105 for the other side on eBay to get the other piece. I think it's a big misstep.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead, Jed.
No, I will say that I get that, but at the same time, it gives me hope that they're going to release this in numbers where they expect everybody to order two of them.
But what purpose would you have to get two of them? Because what are you going to do with the other three figures?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, you know, I'm sure there's somebody that would take the figures off your hand. Probably not the Obi-Wan Kenobi so much, but definitely the Dr. Ebizon and Ponda Baba. You'll at least recoup some of your money back, but that's kind of the route I'm thinking about. And they know that too. A lot of us buy multiples already. Right. So I think they expected that.
And I mean, we're, you know, it's rumored that we're getting these guys individually packed anyway. So
I believe,
you know,
it.
If you're, you know, RIP to, you know, the OCD completist collectors out there that are going to buy two of these fucking things. And then the individual figures, they're gonna have fucking three Ponda Babas, you know, by like by the end of the year.
That's could always, you know, kit bash it, especially with you got the different little hands. I guess you could put it on different bodies, and especially because they were, you know, in the Mandalorian and such like that. I guess if you put them on some different bodies, I mean, you can use those heads and arms for something.
Yeah. I'm gonna be one of those suckers who buys two of these for sure. But it gives me hope that maybe down the line, as more exclusives come out, that we'll get more Cantina play sets like this. Maybe they'll release four of them at some point. Because I think four of them is what it's going to take to build a full fucking
circle. Yeah. Oval or whatever. Yeah. You know, and I was looking to see, I was like, man, are they going to even have like a limit per one on here? But it, you know, because that would have just been like, you know, little ass backwards, but it does
look,
yeah, you need two but you can only buy one. It's awesome seeing the there's no pictures of the packaging, but I just love that fucking green packaging. You know, it's just like such a throwback seeing that stuff, you know, back in the day.
That Power of the Force card backs, like I still have a hard time of not picking them up when I see them.
I know, man.
All over the place. If they're like $5, like, oh, let me take you home. Like, I have to.
Beautiful. At that point, you're doing a service. You know, you're clearing them out, giving them a home. That's a good thing.
Exactly.
It's like a rescue puppy. You know, you're just taking care of it. You know,
just hate it after like a month.
All right. Well, let's. So we got the vintage collections answer for the Hasbro PulseCon here, and this thing is sweet. They don't have the pictures of the display, but did you guys see that, how this thing fucking opens
up? There was an Instagram live, I think it was two people, none of them spoke English, but they were kind of unboxing it, and it opens up. Do you get like the full, you know, Emperor's throne room, which looks fantastic, and for $32, that's a freaking steal if you ask me.
Go ahead, Jade. Sorry.
They definitely, it's cool that they incorporated it like an environment piece. But like I have strict rules when it comes to collecting.
As you buy three Cantina sets.
Exactly. My vintage collection has to be on card. They've already said this isn't going to be on card, but the packaging itself is really, really cool. Yeah. I can skip it, but like the appeal is 100% there. Like it is a very cool piece to own.
Yeah, and for I failed to mention it for our audio listeners. We're talking about the vintage collection Emperor Throne Room. It looks rad. I wish they had pictures of how the packaging, you know, I'm not sure how that works. Like, do you have to like wreck the box? You know how it has those flaps? It's almost like a children's pop out, you know, book, you know, or it, well, it has the sides one piece of it.
Is the top is a slipcase, you know, that comes right okay. off. Yeah, that part's a slipcase, and then on the inside there, yeah, there you go. That part just kind of slips off, and I think it's just kind of like plastic little pieces that you just kind of fold just down.
Drops down, yeah.
Yeah, and just weight it down. I think it's cool.
I love that. I love when, you know, they get creative with, you know, packaging, and especially with the exclusive stuff. This thing's a banger. It looks great. But I'm not getting it.
I always say I don't need this. I don't need this. But if it's up long enough on Hasbro Pulse, it's one of those. If I'm in a dry spell, I'll probably scoop it.
Yeah, feeling froggy on a Friday night, just kind of cruising on eBay, like you just want to buy something. Yeah,
yeah. We know how our eBay adventures go, Dave. So I mean, feel free, Jade, to do what you got to do, man.
I'm looking at a DTOF that is the result of Friday night eBaying. So yeah. Well, one thing I did want to point out that was done from that kind of Q&A panel that they had on Four Alumna Zuckus, he did it, and they got I don't know if Patrick mentioned it or some of the other guys, but they're, you know, one of them threw him a kind of hardball question. We're like, dude, like all these, you know, card stocks, they're getting fucked up. Like, we know it's not, you know, necessarily a Hasbro issue, but you're, you know, the people that you're teaming up with, if it's Amazon's getting an exclusive, they're just not packaging them well, and we're collectors, and, you know, it just ruins the product, you know? And so they did say, you know, at the end of this year, early next year, they're going to be getting harder card stock. So I thought that was pretty cool. It's definitely something like they're taking feedback, because I'm not an inbox guy, you know, with vintage collection either. I mean, I feel bad getting, you know, kind of ripping them open, but I know that's a big deal. You know, someone gets a bent card stock, you know, on a figure that they've been, you know, had on pre-order forever, you know. So I thought that was pretty cool. I wanted to call that out.
Yeah, and one thing that they always mention is a part of collecting the vintage collection is the packaging itself,
right?
That's part of the appeal. So if it's anything like those carbonized ones, which is I'm thinking that's how thick they're going to go with them, that's a good move on their part. So I'm pumped for that.
Yeah.
Do you see them bumping the price up a little bit to accommodate it, though?
Yeah, for sure. It's going to go up another, what, $2 or so?
At least $1, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah, and who knows if it's directly because of that, or, you know, that was probably just something that was going to be coming down the pipe anyways, you know. All right, Kevin, what do we got, man? Six scale.
Yeah, let's jump into this, shall we? Because we got a lot to talk about. As you know, this is the con season, and there's all kinds of different things going on with the Hot Toys Summer Showcase, the Sideshow Con. So we're getting all kinds of different things, and as expected, we finally got the coming soon recommendation of Finnick. So that's going to go ahead and check our list. So that's coming. It says sign up for RSVPs for when that is ready to go. So let me know, Dave, if you need to get that. I think the biggest reveal from last week was probably going to be the Boba on the Throne. That's the one that everyone really, really wants. But also we got some more, hey, coming soons and teases of Cosca Reeves, you know, a.k.a. Sasha Banks. We got another Grogu coming. I put a little picture of that on there, of Grogu on the Seeing Stone. Now, this is the one I would kind of be interested in just because it's different than all the other ones. And damn it, that one's really cute. But if you can't tell already, it's Mando, Mando, Mando. And that is where Six Scale and Hot Toys knows that their money is tied up in those things. But I do want to say this, and I actually just released today a brand new video on my stunning YouTube channel called Somehow I Manage. And one of the things I talk about is how we manage our expectations when it comes to releases and reveals. And people are losing their minds over all of these wonderful reveals, but Hot Toys has a really bad track record of having them going to the graveyard of the coming soon page. And I think a lot of people forget about that, is that these are cons where people go and they make, you know, life-size versions of, you know, these figures that they put out there so you can see them, and it's simply for display purposes to get eyes on. So of those things that are revealed, we have to know that some of them probably won't see the light of day. And people get so pissed off about that. But I think it's important to know. But I think it's without a doubt, Finnick is going to happen. That's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
But did you guys get a chance to see any of the other reveals? And if so, which ones do you think never see the light of day?
Yeah, I did see pretty much everything. The battle droid is something that I that feels like that'll be a figure that we basically never see the light of the day. Or soon at least. I could see that kind of being like, you know, Anakin Starfighter. That's just like they show it off at a con and it just really never goes up. But I'm pumped for Fennec, dude. That's a day one. The Boba Fett throne one, that was a day one. You and I spoke on that. I was such a noob. I was like, do I get the fucking collector edition or the?
You're damn right. You get the collector's edition.
You need those little holographic pieces, man. You need them.
Well, I was panicking. I totally had like I was panicking. So I was like, oh, I gotta fucking do it quick. Like thinking I was like a moron. Like. Dude, it's gonna sell out like right now. This isn't like, you know, like a drop where it's just like it's gone right away. But I was like, I wanted to make sure I got the right one, so I called in the fucking the expert. You know,
that was a day one for me too, man. Like, I didn't even do payment plan. I just said fuck it. Like, I'm getting paid. I want it first. Gil, fucking get the hell out of here.
I was gonna say Black Hole Comics can go ahead and see himself out.
But
clown show,
super pumped on that. And it's probably gonna, you know, I don't think Kevin, you may correct me, I don't think they sell out a lot. This is probably one that's gonna sell out. This is gonna get waitlisted.
I definitely see that being something that's real. So as I've told before, this is a long game that you have to play. It's a patience is key type of things. We get super hyped about these expectations and be like, oh, where's my figure? And then the hype dies, you know, 18 months later. And then you're just like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. But I think Boba Fett is somebody that has staying power, especially because of how the Book of Boba Fett, it's going to be starting to be released around the time that Book of Boba Fett will probably be wrapping up, if I were to guess. So yeah. The hype is going to be there. It's going to be exciting, you know, especially with Mando season 3. So yeah, all the Mando things, especially the Armorer, you know, that was another one that was revealed as as an exclusive. I think that all the Mando stuff, if there's ever a figure that you say, I do not want to miss this, just pre-order it. Put it on a payment plan. Put a non-refundable deposit down. I mean, if you can't, you know, stretch $40 or so for the Boba Fett over a 2-year period, then maybe that's not the thing for you. But I mean, just get your order in. That way, you don't have to, you know, say, oh man, I'm gonna wait. But then, as soon as it sells out or wait list, hey, who do I need to go to get this for retail? Because we don't play that game here. I've sat there and roasted these people's forever when they're like, hi, I know, you know, where can I go and, you know, where can I get a Sentinel, you know, at retail? I'm willing to pay maybe $5 over, but that's about it. I was like, bitch, you had the time to put your pre-orders in on these things. So all that to say is that there's going to be some things, unfortunately, that from the con that don't make it to the light of day. Don't be too disappointed. Enjoy what is coming. But speaking of what is coming, we do have confirmation that we had a release today, that being the Coruscant Guard. And I don't know about you, but that's a really cool one. You know, you can kind of double that with your Palpatine if you have that one. Put it right next to an actual Royal Guard. The red and the white always look super cool. So the Coruscant Guard, Clone Guard, is officially out and about. I got mine on its way from Pop Collectibles, so I'm excited about that. So lots of good stuff coming, you know, with Star Wars and the 6-scale world. And there's even more coming in the Marvel world, but we'll talk about that when we get down to it.
So Jade, I know you said that with your hot toys, you're kind of just in the Mandalorian space. Do you have anything non-Mandalorian? Like, would you go after, like, this guard, for example?
As beautiful as it is, I have to stick to my rules.
Yeah,
and it's not just Mandalorian; it's Din Djarin, right? Like, I even I broke my rules this week ordering Boba Fett on the throne. Okay, that's a no brainer. You have to get that. My co-host.
Do you have the Blurg though? That kind of goes with Din Djarin.
Oh man, don't get me started. I need
you
a Blurg.
Could justify it. Yeah,
I need an army of Blurgs if we're being truthful here. But Heath talked me out of the re-armored version with like the acid pocked armor. And
yeah, he's I agree on that one.
Pretty much he was like, get the repaint. I'm like, okay, repaint right. is where it is.
Yeah, that's I have the Kenner Empire Strikes Back Boba Fett hot toy, and then this is my second one is the Thrawn one that I just picked up. I thought of getting that two pack, you know. What are we calling that when he's just like in his Tusken Raider garb?
Yeah, we just called that a hobo fat and Boba Fat.
Hobo for that one. Hobo with the shotgun. Yeah, I got it. All right. Well, what else we get? Okay, grab bag, dude. Yeah, so I'm excited to talk about these. So do you, Jay, do you fuck with Gentle Giant at all?
A little bit. You know, I've actually got a couple of the 1/6 busts. Obviously Din Djarin. But other than that, not so much. But come on, man. Like, I need this, right?
Dude, this is sick.
I need this. I have the 3 3/4 5POA one, like, which is great. And
yep.
All. The only thing, and I've said this on Cantina, I'm not into the vinyl. I wish that they did the vinyl so different, right? I wish it was more of like a draped
and not tape. Something that's like pre, you
like
know,
a jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it looks great.
I dig it. I mean, it definitely has the, you know, the Kenner vibe, you know, just like, you know, the capes that came with, you know, the figures. So
right.
I'm okay with it. Yeah. So we're talking about the jumbo figures that Gentle Giant does. And this is just the original Mandalorian gear. It's actually a Premier Guild exclusive. So if you're a Premier Guild with Gentle Giant, you can get it, but it's also a big bag toy shop exclusive. So I got this on pre-order right now. I mean, that's in my pile of loot. I have one other of these jumbo figures. I have a Bossk that I keep obviously in package, but I think this one would just be like, I got to take this one out, and you know, I like the scale of it and the fact
you need to show me this Bossk, because I don't think I've ever seen it, my friend.
Oh yeah,
show
dude, I'll get it down here in a second. But yeah, this thing's a banger. Like I said, you can get it now on Big Bad if you guys want that. And then the next thing is something that I've been fucking all over for like a while. I think I've talked about this for a couple months now. You know, there's rumors about it, and then we finally had Lego had like their kind of con, if you will, a few weeks ago, and dude, they finally fucking released this, and this is the Republic Gunship USC, and this thing is massive, dude. They did like a comparison shot where they showed the big Millennium Falcon, and they showed this like over it, and the wingspan is bigger than the Falcon, and it's almost like the size of the Star Destroyer that they did. So this it doesn't look that big in the, you know, just on the box art, but dude, it's massive. I mean, what is it? Yeah, 3,200 pieces. You know, this thing is sick, dude. August 1st, you can get it, $350. I'm definitely going to go after this one. I guess it's a UCS. I have the Slave One, and then I have the Probe Droid that they just kind of dropped. But I love these UCS sets, man. I want to get the A-wing too. Do you mess with Lego at all, Jade?
I've got the Razor Crest.
Okay,
but I haven't got any other ones yet, and I haven't even built them. I see the appeal. I have a young one around, so it's like I'm not ready. Well, we're not there yet. You know what I mean? So I try to keep the little pieces to a minimum.
Yeah. How old's your kid?
3.5.
Yeah. So I mean, like, they start growing up, like that's when it's fun. Like my son's 5, and like we like build Legos together. Like we just did the Avengers Tower, and he did the helicarrier, the Avengers helicarrier. And he's 5, and he's like doing like, you know, 9+, you know, like he hasn't done an 18+ yet, but like, it's fun to do that shit.
There's a moment of pride when you can see your kid, you know, putting together that stuff, right?
Totally. I'm afraid if it's not Trolls or Frozen, I'm probably not going to be able to.
No interest, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, yeah, that was it for the grab bag. Let's mosey on over to tipping the scales.
Guys, if you want to talk about some heat that came from our Sideshow Con, what if I were to tell you that Hot Toys is going to be getting into the diorama game? Ladies and gentlemen, we now have the Navarro Safe House diorama from Hot Toys. Now, I struggled with whether or not this considers tipping the scales, but this kind of is because it's different than, you know, I don't really know where to put this, so I put it right here. But what do you guys think about this, being able to get actual diorama pieces for Hot Toys and six scale collecting?
It's beautiful. It's huge. And I love it. That's
yeah. Let me sum it up. I see display being a huge issue, but my question is this something that is part of the coming soon, or is this kind of like Anakin Starfighter, something that never will be made? But I feel like this is the first time they've shown this. Thoughts on this?
Yeah, I feel like you're on the money there. I could see this being something that doesn't see the light of the day for a long time. When it does, though, I mean, dude, you want to talk about a fucking game changer. I just hope that they have enough foresight to understand that, you know, the majority of people that have Hot Toys have them in DTOF. So I hope that they fucking make the dimensions and stuff so this will fit in a DTOF.
You can already look and tell that it's wider. I mean, that looks like it's 24 inches easily. Right. So this is going to have to go on bookshelves or, you know, on something. It's going to make it a challenge for display, no doubt. But damn it, if they start doing this type of shit, I'm in lots and lots of trouble.
And you go ahead, Jed.
I was going to say, like, it's amazing. I agree with y'all that it's probably something we're not going to see. But for photographers like Kevin, your photography is amazing when it comes to 1/6. This is something that just like would take it next level. I'm sure you could agree with that.
Oh, totally. Yeah. If you have a real world scaled pieces for that, I mean, it's fantastic.
And I think it's very obvious that they do this to gauge interest. They know how big the toy photography community is.
Right.
So this is something that's like a 50-50. It very easily could be made, but it very easily could be put on the back burner and we'll never see it.
Right.
What would you think a cost for this would be? I mean, if you think about those figures that are standing there right now, that's, you know, $250 for those figures. Do you think this ends up being like a $300-$500 piece?
So do you guys buy dioramas like from makers or anything like that?
I don't, because I don't have the space for it.
It's going to be expensive, I would imagine. Like if it's anything like what you're paying for a custom piece, I mean, I know this is mass marketed.
If you think about like the Jazz Inc. type pieces, you know, such as the Falcon cockpit or, you know, those Batmobiles and stuff. I mean, you're talking thousands, and
it's going to be expensive.
Yeah, it's going to be more than a figure, that's for sure. More than a die-cast figure even, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and it'd be interesting, are you getting the kind of floor here? I mean, what are they showing off? You know, is it just that wall and, you know, the little brick, you know, cube there, you know? So
yeah, because there's obviously depth to it because there's another figure behind it. So I want to see this in person. I would love to see it happen, but kind of just like, you know, they call me Solo. What he just said a second ago is that, you know, we're years out from this ever being in our collection. So I guess we'll address it when we get there.
I mean, if something like this does drop, dude, that can be a whole nother, you know, line that they can do that can be extremely successful. Can you just imagine just the space walls? You know what I mean? Just getting space walls. Like, dude, fuck. Like, and especially, like I said, put them in a DTOF. I mean, I got something, you know, spoiler alert, but I'm working on something with my buddy and we're rolling something out that is made for a DTOF that is similar.
I can vouch. I would be a fan of this.
Photography, and it's not gonna, you know, run you $400, but I mean, yeah, dude, having an actual, you know, something with depth and everything on a shelf, I mean, I don't think there's a collector out there that wouldn't want something, you know, like this if the price is right. All right, well, yeah, dude, awesome. Yeah, and this fits for tipping the scale. I'll give you that. This fits. Okay. I like
Thank
it.
Thank you. I didn't want to strike against me, but good to know. Thanks, man.
All right. Well, this is to me, this is like the the main entree of this show. So let's get right into it.
Yo, Joe! He'll fight for freedom wherever there's trouble. G.I. Joe is there. G.I. Joe, American hero.
Jay, right. Don't you love our freaking transitions? I mean, they're so damn good. But go ahead.
I do. About that. I do.
So we fucking talked about it. I had my tinfoil hat on. I don't know how long ago I've had my tinfoil hat on about how you can see with Super 7, they have a cadence for how they roll shit out. And, you know, they've teased about breaking the internet and whatnot. Well, we finally got it. We finally got Super 7's ultimate G.I. Joe figures and their cartoon, you know, iterations, variations, or the cartoon style, which I'm so fucking thankful that they went that route, because I can justify maintaining my classified collection. You know, I don't have to get rid of that, you know. So because I was gonna get these no matter what. If these were like gonna be classified style, the Hasbro classifieds were gonna be on the way out, and then I was gonna be pivoting to Super 7. So I get to maintain both of these. So These look fantastic. This wave is a great wave. We got a bat. We got Cobra Commander. We got Snake Eyes, and we got Duke. So, what do you guys think about these? Were you guys surprised that they they're doing ultimates? Do you think that we have almost too many Joes now? It's funny how we didn't have any Joes for 15 years or something. Now we have. We got Hasbro, we got Super 7, we got Mezco, we got 3-0, we got fucking Jazzware, we got a lot of, other vendors doing the Hasbro license, the G.I. Joe Hasbro license. So what do you guys think?
The thing that sticks out about this one is how unique they are compared to the other lines that are already out there. If you were to look at any of the other ones, they're kind of... kind of like the hyper real versions, whatever you want to call it. But this is strictly cartoon. This is animated.
Yeah.
And damn it, if I wouldn't say that this would, if I were to go down the G.I. Joe rabbit hole, this is the one I would go on, because, I mean, they look so iconic. And this is what we all grew up with when we're, the transition, that you just played right before we got here. Yep. This is what it's from, the G.I. Joe cartoon show. And these are fun. These are cool. And I think that you get so much with it. And I would love to see what the other, line is going to be, but this is four stellar options. Two good guys, two bad guys. You got the bat, which everyone loves. You got Cobra, which looks fantastic. And, you got Duke, and you got Snake Eyes there. I'm blown away by it. And especially, the electric missing head. That's pretty awesome there.
So sick, right?
There's a lot going on here. Now, after this reveal, I kind of was a sigh of relief, right? Like, I'm all in on Joe Classifieds. I've become all in on the Joe Mezcos. The animated stuff is very near and dear to me, but it's not something I necessarily have to have.
Right.
And with Super 7, I don't really collect Super 7 at all. I actually don't own any Super 7 figures. So the articulation kind of is at question for me.
Yep.
But with that being said, I'll probably get all of these, man. I think they're going to look great in package. I think their Ultimates line is fantastic. And I'd really like to see them get, I think this is where you're going to get your weird characters is here.
From Super 7. Yeah. For sure. I think that too. I think we'll get, they're obviously got a lot of catching up to do to get up to, Hasbro. But if how they do their waves, like Thundercats, right? So there's, I believe, four waves. We only have one, but they've announced three waves. I think we're supposed to, there was something that happened with wave two. Wave three is actually coming first, but they're really behind on getting the figures out. I mean, that's the one thing that sucks about Super 7. You got to wait, but you don't have to, go and, try to act like you're foreign drug from Target. Yeah. So you don't have to worry about hunting these down. You just get your order, but you're waiting. But I think we'll get figures. That being said, I think we'll get figures out of Super 7, even though they're behind, before we get them from Hasbro. I could see the next wave, we get Shipwreck or just kind of some more, obscure characters. That BAT, the head options. I mean, that little electric effect is so sick. Yeah, I'm with you, Jade. The articulation is definitely something that they're not known for. It's almost like primitive. You know, there's really none.
That's the best way to put it.
But if you're going to be having a line like this that is kind of vintage, but as also, you know, cartoony, do you really want super articulation? Because there's a little bit of charm to this if you look at it like that. It's almost like it's 3 3/4 type articulation, and there's a little bit of charm to it. I'm just looking at the Cobra Commander, how neat those legs look, and I like that. And maybe I'm weird, but man, I think these looks fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm okay with, you know, not having the most articulated figures, because I'm not a photographer. I'm not doing a ton of posing. I kind of, you know, just put my guys in almost like vanilla poses for the most part.
You just care more about the shelf presence.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and if they can look better because, you know, they don't have pins and all this extra stuff that maybe, you know, your extra articulation might, you know, do to your figure, I'm cool with that. But yeah, dude, these look so great. I feel like it's a home run as far as the selection of this wave. Dude, the accessories are so fucking fun, dude. Like the Cobra with the world.
I didn't see you had the world around it. That's pretty sweet.
So yeah. let me preface this by saying Roadblock is one of my favorite Joes, but it's refreshing to see to take a break on Roadblock for a minute.
yeah you're not your third Roadblock, right, that we've gotten so far. So did fourth, you go did you go after that Mezco Roadblock then?
Yeah, sure did.
See, I had the Destro Mezco on pre-order, and then I was getting ready to buy that Roadblock one, and then I gotta hold on, because I was holding out for Super 7 because I was like,
I'm not, what they're doing.
Yeah, dude, I'm not fucking collecting like four versions of G.I. Joe. So
I just want Roadblock to be holding his big, you know, Rue pot and cooking spatula and chef's hat. Like, that's how I'm going to have him forever.
Totally, dude. Yeah, well, these are great. You know, you can get them directly through Super 7. I believe the window is still open. I always get my shit through Big Bad when I'm buying Super 7. So you can get it there if you want. But yeah, dude, these are fantastic, man. I'm really excited about that. And I feel like it's long time coming. I mean, we've had an inkling that we were going to be getting these. So next up, something that we've talked about a few times, you know, when Sergeant Slaughter is coming, you know, when's he coming to the Joe line, you know? Well, kind of close. Mattel, you know, is doing this, is in their wrestling line, but this is the fucking G.I. Joe version. You know, this is the mail away G.I. Joe, Sergeant Slaughter. And this thing,
you got to expect this to be the waterfall where they all just start trickling out, right?
Absolutely. You know, I feel like, yeah, it's a matter of time before we get a classified Sergeant Slaughter, and then, you know, naturally would get a Super 7. Super 7 does a ton of wrestling shit, so they could easily do, you know, a Sergeant Slaughter. But dude, this is the fucking version that I want.
I need this. Just he's going to stick in with your classified series perfectly.
Perfect. It's funny. I was getting so anxious for getting a Sergeant Slaughter that I was like, I went ahead and I bought that action force version of him. It's you know, it's him, but it's not this version. I kind of forget what, you know, version of clothing he's wearing, but I went ahead and bought that. And then I was like, well, as soon as this came out, I was like, I don't need that. I need this. So this drops, I believe this is going to drop on Mattel Creations site July 22nd at 9 a.m. PST. And I feel like this puppy is going to, I've never bought anything from like Mattel's site before, but I would think that this is going to sell out really quick. Yeah,
nor have I. And I think there's a lot of intricate legalities to Sergeant Slaughter's likeness. Like, I think that's why Action Force was able to secure it. I think that's why you're seeing Mattel do a WWE version, WCW version. I don't think we'll see one from Hasbro. I really don't. And that's why I think this is going to be so hot.
Yeah. I don't know, Kevin, you want to kind of go on the, what we talked about with him and Hasbro?
Yeah. So it was, what was that? 3 or 4 months ago, I believe he was at an autograph signing and someone asked him, hey, you know, when are we getting your classified version? You know, blah, blah, blah. When are we getting another action figure of you? And he said, well, I'm headed to Hasbro to meet with them. But then he kind of like stopped what he was saying and kind of retracted a little bit, but he kind of Patricked it, the situation, you know, let us know that the Rancor was coming. But I really think, I mean, at the end of the day, these old people just want to make some money, you know, towards the end of their life here. And I mean, I really think that when it comes down to it, I don't think he's going to, you know, Richard Dreyfuss or Crispin Glover us. I mean, his likeness is out there. So let's just go and let's get as much money as we can now.
In the meantime, I'm going to have this guy in my classified collection.
Totally. I mean, yeah. You can just sprinkle him in. I don't have any of the WWE figures to like put up, you know, to check the scale, but I feel like they're a little, you know, just barely taller. Those
Ultimates are like 7.5 inches.
Which, I mean, it's Sergeant Slaughter. You can justify. He's a big motherfucker, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this thing's sweet. Man, dude.
Look at that packaging. I mean, that is like pure Americana.
Yeah. So you're chasing this then, Jade?
Probably so, man. I think there's enough appeal here to where it would fit in my collection. Yeah. I like you don't collect anything wrestling or Mattel but I'm here for it for sure.
Okay. Well, next we finally got the official reveal of this is going to be their kind of, they're outing for the classified figure for the Hasbro Con or whatever, and it's the Zartan. And we didn't know about it, but this thing's going to change color, so it's temperature changing.
That's badass.
So he kind of changes color when he's cold or hot. I don't know if the regular is, I'm guessing, room temperature. And then, you know, if you get him, maybe it says right there, temperature activated. Yeah. So I don't know if he looks in like this darker color when he's cold or hot, but pretty cool. But dude, I mean, look at this set, dude, just all the head sculpts that it comes with. The packaging is so sick. We talked about it before, but you can spin this fucking little wheel and it's got different heads that show up on the body. This is just totally how to do an exclusive, like we talked about, Jade, right? Like this thing's amazing.
I hope that they produce this in enough abundance like they did with the Supreme Commander, right? Was that the one they did?
Yep.
Which I think that's going to be the case. But this is definitely like it's an all-inclusive exclusive, right? Like it's packaging, it's everything that's incorporated.
Little extras.
Yeah.
Yeah, the figure's a little bit different. I mean, obviously, you know, the temperature thing, of course, but like, you know, his body armor, you know, it's got some different paint on it, but
I think this is Hasbro's only second time in like modern toy making that they've done temperature change. Dryden Voss might have been the only other one, yeah. Which I think he's cold activated.
Right. Yeah, most people don't want you having to deal with like heat things and trying to melt your figure. So most of them always will be cold.
So numbers. like I told Matt, I'll never have a blue Zartan here in West Texas.
Yeah.
Unless you want to make like a little diorama freezer cooler type thing where you can kind of just sits on an ice block. That'd be kind of sick.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, dude, that thing is sweet. I'm definitely going to be chasing that when it comes out. All right, well, let's get into the last segment. We got Marvel. I don't have a Marvel transition slide, so we'll just go right into it, Kevin. So, tell us about the Rancor.
Yes, exactly. We have the wall, but it's the big news. It's the big news everyone's talking about, ladies and gentlemen. That being the latest HasLab, the 36-inch, I believe it's 36 inches, if I recall, Galactus. Now, here's where I want to get on this. Y'all know the details. Y'all know that what it takes to get a HasLab up and running. You get three heads, got LEDs. This is a beautiful figure. This is sick. It's bigger than the Sentinel, but let's look at that target of 14,000 just to unlock this thing. What is going on? Did they just think you can't army build a Galactus. Where did they get that number from? And do we think they'll hit 14,000?
That, my friends, is ordering too many Sentinels and setting the bar way too high. But I think there's enough appeal here to where it's like a one to rock, one to stock kind of situation. Yeah, I could see that. Is it greedy or is it good business sense? Right, I think it's good.
But with this though, if you buy one and then you pack, I mean, this is not just something you kind of like just sit on a shelf. I mean, you need some room to even store this bad boy. Sure. And I think it comes down to this: it's greed. And I mean, they know what they're doing. And forgive me for not knowing about Cookie Monster. I guess I messed up on that. But I thought this would technically end up being one of the ones that this potentially could not be funded. Now, I think there are enough Fantastic Four fans out there that would obviously push this across. And from what I'm reading, you know, on the Reddit threads and such, that this is technically at a better pace than the Sail Barge was as well. But 14,000, I mean, that's a lofty goal. I mean, they're just a hair over half as of this right now. And all the people that really wanted it already got it. So what are you going to do to entice the other 6,000 people to drop 400 bucks on this?
Yeah. I think I got kind of two things on this. One, you know, we saw the size of that Sentinel box. This is even bigger. So the box on this is going to be like a fucking refrigerator.
It's a refrigerator.
This thing is going to be huge. And two, Jade, to your point, you know, talking about, you know, you can't this, you know, this might have been a product. This 14,000 number might be a product of people buying too many Sentinels. And it's also people catching on ever since the Sail Barge, when people saw that, okay, like, fuck, you know, that thing only cost $500 and I sold Yak Face for $400 and then the barge for $1,500.
Like, but you can't do business like that. You can't assume everything is going to just, you know, triple in retail. And that's how you end up sitting with shit that you don't need. And because the demand is not going to be there for it, especially if there's 14,000 of them already out there.
Hasbro doesn't care if you or I buy two of them. They're expecting us to buy two of them.
They can suck my dick then.
but again, that 14K mark, that is crazy because, yeah.
That is the highest one they've ever had. I understand like putting the benchmarks out there and like, hey, but you went from the Sentinel was 6,000. You literally triple that to say, okay, let's go to 14,000. That doesn't make sense to me. It'd be different if you could army build it. And I understand they got 22,000, I think, with the Sentinels or whatever it may have been. But this is not something that you army build, mainly because, you know, I got a lot of space, but I don't have space for this. I still don't. And
it doesn't make sense.
With that being said, I'm not even like I haven't backed this one. I'm probably not going to. It's too big. Like,
And it's right on the heels of the Sentinel. You know, the people that, you know, are Marvel Legends collectors, it would have been different if you had the Rancor come out and then you did this one, maybe, because, you know, there's some people that, you know, don't do Star Wars, do Marvel. But to do back-to-back Marvel, that's literally double-dipping, and you're expecting someone to drop $1,000, you know, so at least to get those two figures.
One thing that rubs me raw with this is that people don't even have the Sentinel in hand. Like I didn't back the Sentinel. It's not for me. It's too big. It doesn't fit my collection. They don't have that in hand. If they had that in hand, I could see them maybe hitting this 14,000 bench. Like, oh, sure, this thing's fucking badass. Like I want to buy the Galactus. But yeah, that kind of rubs me raw, but I mean, are we kidding ourselves? This thing's probably going to get backed. I would imagine it's going to be backed.
Here's my prediction. I feel like it will get backed. And I feel like it's going to look like, you know, dicey for a while, like up until like the day five. Like, I don't think this is going to get backed until like down to the wire. And then there's going to be a surge. That was kind of like the Sail Barge, whether it was a lot of people were like, oh, well, there's no way there is 2,000 backers in whatever it was, 36 hours or whatever. And people are thinking, that was kind of bullshit numbers.
Stop the count.
Yeah. But I think this is going to go down to the wire. Like I don't see this getting funded in the next, you know, 10 days or anything like that.
Well, you got 41. So, I mean, is there really that much gap to make up in 41 days? I don't really think so.
Right. Yeah. I mean, again, it goes down to the army builder aspect. Like, dude, the only people that are buying two are, you know, the people that are thinking they're going to flip it or going to keep it on ice. But there's no one that's buying more than two of these. And the average person is just buying one. So
did you guys back this? I'm going to just kind of.
No, I did not.
Nah, it's not for me.
No. And last thing I'll say on this is that the whole idea of trying to flip it and get it for, you know, double, triple retail is the exclusivity of it. You know, with the sale barge out there, you know, there's 6,000-7,000 of them floating around. At minimum, there will be 14,000 of these out there. And so I think that this idea that, you know, you can just buy them to double your profit later on, I think eventually there's going to be a lot of people sitting with a lot of figures on their hand that they can't move. And kind of like what they just said a minute ago, you know, you may be able to break even on it, hopefully. But interesting to see, we got 41 days until it's backed. Kind of like what they just said, if you haven't seen the Sideshow maquette, that's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
But speaking of Sideshow from the con, let me transition quickly. We got some good news of the Mysterio being released. And guys, we're actually getting the Jake Gyllenhaal head sculpt. And this was supposed to be something that was kind of teased when it was first revealed. And then it went got blurry. And then they took it away. But then they told us last night when it was released, hey, you guys are getting a Quentin Beck Jake Gyllenhaal head sculpt. Is it the best? No, but it's free. And I mean, I'm certainly not going to display my Mysterio without the fishbowl. But I think this is cool that we got Mysterio coming. But I wanted to add this piece that we close with, and we got some big news out of Mondo. Guys, have you seen this that goes on sale this Friday?
Yeah.
That being the Mondo animated Wolverine.
Let's just get to the packaging, because that's all that everyone cares about. This right, like
there it is.
Thick as that, dude.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing here, man.
I mean, it's the meme that everybody loves. I mean, but it looks good. I mean, it's a 12-inch figure that looks incredible, and you get a lot of stuff with it. So I know that this is going to be a hot ticket item. Someone actually sent this to me that is actually sitting here listening right now, because I didn't know it was available on Friday. So they said, don't tell anybody it's available Friday. But it is available Friday. Okay. So make sure to, if you want this, you know, get an account and see if you can't get it. It looks cool. It's got some shelf presence. I love that effect. Yeah, and it's a big piece. So I think it's worth it. $200, like it said, but I mean, you can just put that bad boy on your shelf of him looking at the picture on the bed. I think it's fantastic. So much fun.
It is.
Yeah. I think I would make sure, you know, mint inbox that. There's no reason to take that out, you know.
They probably win for most creative packaging for Comic-Con so far.
I love that shit, dude. Yeah, that's solid, man. Yeah, will there be a swap out Rogue's ass picture frame? Oh my god.
I hope so.
All I know is that some of the comments in this show have been fantastic. So thank you everybody that have been contributing and giving us this absolute heat out there. So funny.
Yeah, this has been awesome, man. Jade, thank you again for coming on here, dude. This is a blast, dude. We covered a lot of ground, dude. Not even 2 weeks worth, man. Yeah, dude. Yeah. This is good, dude. Yeah. So thanks again, man.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, dude. How about go ahead and plug, you know, where can we find you? You know, where can we find the Geek Out show and all that good stuff, dude?
So, you know, I'm at JRU Toys on Instagram. That's where I'm mostly messing around at. You can find us
trolling.
Yeah, I'm mostly trolling everybody and posting pickups here and there. You can find us at The Geek Out Show on any podcast platform, also on YouTube at The Geek Out Show Network. And you'll see all of our shows, The Peanut Gallery, Cannon Cantina, Three Bros, One Show, Major's Picks. Dude, we got a bunch of them. What's the issue? We're going to just keep rolling out shows as long as people are listening to them.
I love it. I have to ask one last question. How many Natter Days and adult beverages did you crush while you've been sitting on this show today?
Oh my God. Just this many, not too many.
I don't know if that rivaled my our birthday shot show.
No, but, certainly that was didn't. Fun. Yeah, no, this has been a lot of fun, guys. And I've been a day one listener, so I'm really glad you guys invited me on and had a lot of fun.
Yeah, this has been great. We'll do it again, man. And listeners and viewers, thank you guys. Yeah, today's episode is a banger, dude. It was everyone in the chat, thank you guys for, talking trash and having fun with us, man. So we'll do it again next week. And Jade, thanks again, brother. And have a good night, everybody.